Hi, my name is Michelle Mangione. This is Tiny, my dog. I want to thank you for supporting this project.
Sure. Now, what's the name of the project?
The Edge of Madness. It's actually called The Edge of Madness, which is the title of the song.
And how did it come to be?
The song actually was brought to me by Grace Slick, who used to be with Jefferson Airplane, for those of you who don't know Grace. And she was really upset with what was happening to Louisiana, you know, getting hit from every angle. And she just called me one day and said, I have some lyrics. Can I send them to you? And will you write a song behind it? And I said, absolutely. And I did. And started, I had some friends in town, some musicians, and I started recording it. And she said, I would like a kind of like a tribute to Louisiana style music, which I love, but I'm not from Louisiana, and I needed to really do a lot of listening and talking to people and some research. And so I came up with a sort of bastardized, I guess you could call it, version of Zydeco, and it's my own version of Zydeco and some second line drumming, and had a bunch of people come in and donate. Everyone donated their time to this project. No money. The only money that was spent was for pizza. I had 10 drummers at my house one day. So we fed everybody, you know, pizza and soda. So that's pretty much how it kind of came about.
So then once you had it recorded, well, how did you decide to move forward from there?
Well, it originally was supposed to, when Grace contacted me, she said, I'd like to put something up on YouTube to just raise awareness. She said, I don't know what else to do. I feel helpless. She said, we had talked about, wouldn't it be great to go just take a chunk of change and, you know, hand it to the people? But you can't do that because the government will, you know, won't allow it. You have to develop a nonprofit and do all sorts of things. So I said, look, let me do some research on nonprofits and I will find some places. She said, I would really like to support the fishermen who have been hit twice, you know, and their families. And we decided to do that, and of course the musicians. So I did some research on some nonprofits and picked two, the Greater New Orleans Foundation Gulf Coast Oil Spill Fund. Don't ask me to say that again. And the and they're great. They're great. Taking nothing from it. And Music Cares Foundation, who is based in L.A. And they're distributing money to the musicians. Now, the song is hosted by the Grammy Foundation, which I also found because Grace was doing an interview with them. And they played the song during the interview, and Jim Ladd from KLOS was interviewing Grace. And he liked the song enough to play it on his show, and so he's been supporting it too, and we just having, you know, a lot of support.
The way that you guys are raising funds is by selling it online, right?
Download, yeah, and it's a little difficult because right now $1.50 is easy to spend to give to somebody for a charity. It's doing the download thing, doing the download. And I think that it's difficult because a lot of people just want to hand me the $1.50 and go, will you download it for me? And just send it to me. Because it is a process. It takes a minute. It's not through iTunes. It may be available through iTunes, but it's exclusively right now with the Grammy Museum.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to the Grammy Museum site, which is GrammyMuseum.org, and they have it up on the page, and you go through the process to basically download the song. It's a lot of work to go through for $1.50. But then when you think of the payoff, the fact that every, you know, $1.50, there are funds that are going to the victims of Katrina and BP, you know, it's worth that. I think it probably takes a total of maybe 2 minutes to do, which in our world is a lot of time, you know, when you're sitting at a computer trying to download a song.
But you get a great song.
I hope people like it. It's been received very well so far, so.
No. That's great. And have you had a chance to go down there?
I'm going in October, on October 16th. There's actually a benefit concert from 2 to 2, 25 or 30 different artists. They're closing down, I think, 6 blocks in the Warehouse District. There's going to be several venues that are supporting it, charging admission, and 100% of the proceeds are going to victims of the disasters. So that will be my first trip ever to New Orleans, and I'm really, really looking forward to meeting. I want to meet the people that have been affected. I want to talk to them and find out, you know, really what's going on from their point of view. It will be very interesting to see. You know?
Sure, sure. And as far as the list of people that you had in play on this track,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty amazing. I mean, not only the quality, but the diversity of creative individuals.
That,
I mean, really, you see Bill Medley from the Righteous Brothers with Tom Dumont of No Doubt next to Billy Zoom of X. You know, I mean, where do you see that? And I mean, to me, it just kind of boggles my mind a bit. How did that come together?
You know what? I have no idea. Actually, I had a couple of friends. One in particular, who is my brother from another mother, my best friend and my partner in crime. His name is Steve Sost, and he's a guitar repair, one of the most sought after ones.
He's the Sostest with the most.
He's the Sostest with the most, and he's so cool, and he's a great musician, and he's played bass actually on the track. And he's called some of his people that he knows that are his clients that he's known for years and said, hey, do you want to be a part of this? I had called Martha and Terry, Martha Davis from the Metallica Sonnet, and actually I'm doing a show with her in the near future, and Terry Nunn from Berlin. They have the same manager, so called their manager, and they said absolutely. They're both very supportive. We went from country to punk. Larry Hansen from Alabama.
It's kind of amazing, really. You have Stephen Hodges, who's a local Long Beach guy.
Yes.
And he's played with everybody, including Tom Waits.
Yep.
I mean, he's a Smashing Pumpkins, Mavis Staples.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he produced a couple albums by friends of mine.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, yeah.
What a cool guy, too.
Yeah.
So easy to work with.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it's just really amazing that this beautiful collection of people just all came together.
Yes.
And you have a recording studio in your home?
I have, yes. It's basically the mini version of Pro Tools,
mm-hmm.
and a computer, and a drum set and a bunch of guitars.
So how much of the song was recorded there?
Pretty much all of it. The only things that weren't is when someone I had to record a couple people remotely. I went and recorded Billy remotely. I recorded a few people's vocals remotely. And Bill Medley actually was on tour. So he went to, it's so cool. He and Larry Hansen were together. And they were playing, I don't know where they were, but they were on tour. So they went into a studio together. And worked out their parts and sent them to me. I basically said, here's what I'm looking for, and then whatever above and beyond that you can do would be great. And it was fabulous. They just sent me WAV files, and
See,
I went
it's
ahead.
It's the 21st century. It's
yeah.
so amazing.
I know, isn't it cool?
You can do this kind of collaborative stuff from afar and wind up producing something that really sounds like something that's a whole, you know, not just a bunch of disparate little chunks.
Yeah, well, I was so grateful that everybody was on, and when people were seeing this list going, Michelle, how are you going to do this? And musicians were like, how are you this together? And I said, you know what? The whole project has worked out so well and so much just fallen into place. I don't know that I'm going to try to stay out of the way. That's all I'm going to do is try to stay out of the way and just really, we have to go in my car, just really do what it is that is necessary for the song, and that's it, and nothing more. It's not about, and nobody thought it was about them and their performance. It was just about, this is the song, and this is the, you know, this is why we're doing it. So yeah,
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And so now you're doing this
a performance in New Orleans. Is that part of this project? I mean, have you ever thought about trying to get all these people together at once on a stage and play the song live?
I dreamt about it. I don't know if it was a nightmare or actual. But not that everybody wasn't beautifully pleasant, but the
logistically,
it would be crazy. I've actually thought about. In fact, I've done. I just recently did an interview with Grace Slick, Martha Davis, and Terry Nunn, the four of us, and their manager, Gay Ann, who we did an interview, but together. And even just getting that together. So I don't think it's going to be, I don't know, you know. I think that I maybe one at a time. I would love to have some people. Like I said, Martha Davis and I are doing a show. I'm opening for her band, The Motels, in September.
Where?
So at the Brixton in Redondo Beach, which I love. It's a great little venue to play, and I've done a few shows there acoustically, so yeah, I really like it.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what about a proper video? Is that something that's been in the works at all? Or?
You know, the last video I did, I was able to do without a budget, which was really nice. It's really difficult. It was really, really hard. And I took some footage of the whole time, of the performers, of it when we could. We asked and they said yes, and we took footage. And I have a bunch of footage. And my interest is to get some footage of New Orleans before and after and some of the people there. So I'm going to take a video camera with me to Louisiana, and talk with some of them, but it's hard to find different footage, especially right now, because BP is trying to block everybody from getting any photos or anything. So, and you know, so having to license the footage and stuff is difficult, and it can get really expensive. So I'm hoping there will be a video. I've started it. I've got it in iMovie right now, just kind of piecing it together. We'll see.
That's great. Well, also, you were talking about something that you do here in Long Beach once a month.
Yes.
Right? As part of First Fridays.
Correct.
Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
First Fridays, the first Friday of every month, I actually started a couple years ago doing something called Second Saturday Songwriter Showcase. And we switched it to First Fridays to coincide with my community has the First Fridays kind of an art walk now, and it's really doing well.
Yeah.
So they asked, because the Mirage, which is where I do my show, is kind of down at one end of the block on Atlantic. So yeah, so we've kind of now we've reached both ends. And I feature at least one songwriter, usually only one songwriter, per month. And then I'll play for like probably 45 minutes afterwards. Sometimes I have a comic, usually another artist, at least one other fine artist. This time I'm having a photographer, Donna Santisi. And it's really fun. And people, we charge $6 at the door, and the money basically goes, the musicians split the money. It's all for the musicians, split it equally. And that to me is important. It's funny because I just had a conversation with someone about why, when it's First Fridays and it's a community event, that we would be charging, and there was a whole art kind of conversation going on with that, but that's a whole other deal that I'm kind of taking issue with. But you know, it's great, it's working out, and we always tell people, if you can't afford the $6, just come in anyway. We don't care. We're not gonna, like, just because it's a suggested donation for the artist.
Right.
Can't do it, don't do it. Just come in and enjoy it.
And you were talking about different musicians you've had. Are there any specific ones that you mentioned from the past, or any that are coming up? You said the next First Friday, which is going to be in October.
Yes.
You had mentioned the artist name. Who's the musician?
Well, the photographer is Donna Santisi. Instead of having a musician this time, what we're going to do is we're going to focus on the Edge of Madness, and we're going to we're going to call Grace Slick on the phone, and we're going to have the audience ask her questions.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, yeah. So we decided that we're going to play the song, and we're going to, we're going to talk about the song. We're going to play the track, and then I play it acoustically live, but you can imagine with 50 people and then an acoustic version, it's basically guitar, harmonica, you know, box drum. So we're going to do both versions of the song, and then we'll do a show. I'll do a show, and then, we're going to call Grace and just have the audience ask Grace questions live, and it will be put out, I think, on Swoops World Radio, which is a local guy that does a radio show.
Right.
So, and I love it. It's cool.
That's
so,
very, very cool.
Yeah.
And where can people find out information online about, you said GrammyMuseum.org,
and
what about you personally?
It's, you can also find the download if you go to MichelleMangione.com, which is Michelle with two L's, Mangione like Chuck, MANGIONE.com, and literally once you get to my homepage, it'll basically say click here to download the song, and it will take you to the page that actually is the downloadable page, or you know, where you can download the song. So I think you eliminate a couple steps if you go to my website.
Excellent. MichelleMangione.com. And thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's a very exciting project. And when I heard about it, I was thrilled to hear more about it directly.
Well, I really want to thank you for doing this, because it's you know, with people like you and other people that have said, yes, I will support it, and we will put it in the local paper. We'll put it on, we're doing a CBS News interview and radio interview, and it's like, it doesn't matter who, it's like, you know, one more voice. And people like you are coming forward and saying, hey, yeah, we'll, you know, we're in it together. So,
yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely. And just so you know, one of my agendas as a journalist and as a supporter of arts and culture in Long Beach is to help people who live here who don't know begin to understand just the scope and breadth and quality of artists of all kinds and all levels that we have here in the city, you know. And there are so many professionals who do great, great work. And a lot of people just don't know, you know. And I think it's really important for self-identity, like Long Beach residents. I think a lot of times they feel like, you know, the ugly stepchild of LA or Orange County or something, you know. And we really have a lot here that's just great, you know. So that's really why.
That's so cool. And you know what? Just on another note with that, with one of the reasons that I started the Songwriter Showcase, which has become the First Fridays now, is that I wanted to give an artist an opportunity, a songwriter an opportunity, to A, be treated with respect, to walk in, have water provided, have a sound system provided, to have, you know, to get paid. And that's one of the reasons why I still charge, is because I want them to know that, yes, that you will walk away with something. It might not be much, just depending on how many people show up, you know. But it's not like you have to draw, or you have to, I mean, we play places all over the place where we're expected, or it's pay to play, and it still happens, even though people say it doesn't. But that we are important in the community. We're important, and we are small. We ourselves are small businesses, you know, because this is what we're choosing to do. And for an artist to come to a place where to create an environment that would treat people how I want to be treated when I go and perform somewhere.
Sure.
That's what I was trying to create.
Sure.
And so I'm hoping, and if there are any artists that are reading or listening to this that are interested in coming and performing at the showcase, please contact me through my website, and there's an email address. Just go to the contacts page, and please, please let us know. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Michelle.
Cool.
I really appreciate it.
Cool. All right.